I think it seems dutiful that we cover a fake hate crime periodically, in part because they happen so often, and they're not covered by the mainstream media. All you hear about is the original claim of somebody did something racist, and never the correction of, oh, it was the person themselves. But also because we have this entire society that's based upon an understanding of victimhood classes in America, and also foundationally that American society is so unbelievably racist. And so if you actually look at the data, if you look at things like, I don't know, fake hate crimes, you have to see that America isn't as racist as some people wish it was. That's what's actually going on. So the most recent case that I'm going to talk to you about today seems very sort of Jussie Smollett-inspired, just to remind you of one that actually got national acclaim. And really, it only got so much attention because the original story had to get so much attention because he was such a victim and also a celebrity. Of course, he was not a victim, and I think now he's no longer really much of a celebrity, as it should be. But then you can also look at, you know, false indications of racism in tragedies that have taken place, like the Trayvon Martin case, where nobody hunted him down because he was black. That's not what happened. You know, there's sort of the insertion of race into these pre-existing stories for the sake of creating this class system. It's like a cultural Marxist game, because they can't, in America at least, make the sort of separations based upon socioeconomic status, because there is so much mobility in that in America. They instead do it on the basis of racial groups, which is what we're living under, and also, of course, other identity groups with sexuality and all of that, which is very common right now. But anyway, getting back to this story, where it would seem that, well, America is so racist that you might have to fake it. So LaTosha Brown is a city employee in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and also a school board member. And she reported in January 2025 that she found a noose on her desk at City Hall. And so everyone jumps into action. We've got to take this absolutely seriously, because obviously this is a serious threat, and it's also potentially a hate crime. In fact, people protested outside because they didn't think that the police were taking it seriously enough, and they weren't investigating it as a hate crime yet, hadn't declared it as a hate crime. I've already said in it seems like 1,000 other videos, I don't believe in hate crimes. But in any case, you know, I think that crime should be prosecuted in accord with what you actually do, not what you're thinking about when you do it. But still, here we are. So LaTosha finds the noose, and you have the protests out front, and the police decide, okay, we'll take it super seriously. We'll do a full investigation. We'll get the FBI involved. Yes, they did. And so the FBI got involved, and it kind of seems like she wasn't expecting it to get that serious, to get taken so seriously. Like, she just suddenly starts panicking. Well, what do I do now? There's a real investigation, and I put the noose there. That's kind of an awkward situation to be in, if you really think about it. You're like, I just wanted a bit of attention. Just a little. I just wanted to be seen as a little bit more of a victim, so people would, you know, hear what I had to say with a little bit more, you know, grandiosity. They would hear what I said, and also be aware that I was a victim, and then they would have to listen to me, and then have to vote for what I wanted them to vote for, and it would give me a bit of a power play. I didn't really need the FBI to be involved. And so it turns out that, you know, when the criminal investigation really gets going, she doesn't cooperate. She gave vague statements. They described her as being deceptive, and so eventually they managed to get a warrant to get her DNA, because they wanted to test the DNA that was on the noose. And everybody else in City Hall, because they wouldn't want to be accused of racism, said, okay, we will voluntarily give you our DNA. She did not. She refused. Where everybody else is like, please don't call me racist. Just anything but that. Because that is the kind of society that America actually is. The one where being called racist is the absolute worst thing that can happen to you, and especially to your career. So they acted sort of in tandem with what you can expect of the cultural mantra that we're living in. And she acted like somebody who's guilty. I mean, seriously, like she's the supposed victim, and she's the one who's refusing to give her DNA. It looks bad. But they finally get a warrant, get her DNA, and they found that her DNA was not only on the outside of the noose, but also on the inside where it had been tied. Which looks bad. It looks bad, that's all I'm saying. So now she has been charged for this false investigation, right? For making a false report and for tampering with evidence, which is kind of a weird way of saying you made up the evidence and put it there in this report. So they're both misdemeanors, so nothing that serious will happen to her. It wouldn't look great on your record. But still, it's not like she's going to face the kind of repercussions that somebody would if he, you know, placed a noose on the desk of somebody at City Hall in America, because that's the kind of society that we actually are. And that's why I like to point out these cases, because in so many different ways, it actually shows the truth about the nature of American society, our preferentialism, what we're actually afraid of, like the DNA requests and who responded and who didn't, all of these things. And it's like, okay, I mean, the claim, her implicit claim by putting the noose there is America is racist. There are other people around who are racist and who are evil and who want to get me. But the very fact that she has to engage in that behavior shows that her original claim is false, right? Because if it were true, you wouldn't have to make it up. That's the fact. And so there isn't, America is not a racist society. Obviously, there are going to be individuals every once in a while, but America is not a racist society. Stuff like this happening is so unbelievably rare, you know, in case after case. I mean, I've been doing this for years now, and all of these different hate crimes, I can't think of one that was just like, oh yeah, that person was actually really just kind of messed up. No, it's these, because, I mean, people who tend to be, I mean, that way inclined, just don't want to associate with Black people or with other racial groups. It's not like they just want to kind of target. And they certainly don't want to face the repercussions of it in an American society which has a legal system that deals with hate crimes as much worse than other crimes and would make such a thing a felony, even though it wouldn't be a felony ordinarily, right? This is the way that our entire, the rubrics of our society are now working. So that's the truth that stands in massive opposition to what she wanted it to be. She just wanted the power, ultimately, that comes with proclaiming victimhood status, which doesn't speak well of our society, that you can be so much more powerful by claiming victimhood. But that's where we are, and I think it's important to bear that in mind as you look at story after story of these fake hate crimes. There's actually even a website for it if you want to keep up with them. There's fakehatecrimes.org. I have no affiliation, but I do visit there from time to time, and I recommend that you do too, to have a proper understanding of what American society is really like.